Hi, everybody, and welcome to FNS Wrestling Podcast. I am your host, back with another solo mission to take a look at this week's Ring of Honor episode. I believe it's number 504. Welcome if you're a returning listener, and well, welcome back if you're returning. Welcome if you're new. Normally, I do a podcast with my son on Saturdays where we cover AEW Dynamite and NXT and Impact Wrestling, some wrestling trivia, some wrestling news, some wrestling action figure discussion. But lately, I've been doing Ring of Honor podcasts on my own, as he's not really watching Ring of Honor at this point. He's waiting for some fans in the stands. So just to update you on some stuff that might be coming up from FNS Wrestling, we did watch WrestleMania Backlash, and I am almost finished watching Impact's Under Siege pay-per-view, I guess it is. So I'm pretty sure we will be doing a review of the WWE show, and maybe if we can find time, I'll talk about some of the Impact Wrestling pay-per-view as well. It may be on the Saturday flagship show in just the form of a turbo review, or if I can find some time later this week, I may put out another solo mission or see if Jack wants to come. He watched a little bit of the Impact show, but not much, and then he did watch all of Backlash with me. So that you could look for maybe later in this week. I hope to get some more content out, but if not, we guarantee we'll be back on Saturday for the flagship show. I think we're up to episode 44 or something, where we'll talk about all that good stuff from the world of wrestling. So please feel free to join us. If you'd like to contact us, give us any feedback, I would love to hear any. It's fnswrestling@gmail.com, fns_wrestling_podcast on Instagram, or if you're listening on YouTube, you can just leave a comment there and I will definitely get back to you. We'd love any feedback we could get. Well, I don't know what else to discuss. I think it is time that we get into talking about Ring of Honor, episode 504. So let's do that now. So again, this week, the episode begins with Ian Riccaboni back at the sort of host desk. Again, filling in for Quinn McKay, he tells us that she is recovering from her match last week against Angelina Love and sort of puts over Quinn's impressive performance despite her not coming away victorious from that match. I slightly disagree. I think she did a fine job. I don't think it was anything to be super happy about, but definitely a decent start for her in her wrestling career. So Josh Woods on this episode will face Silas Young in sort of what they're touting as a protege versus mentor match, as these two former friends and partners finally get the opportunity against each other. We're also going to see a match for the ROH six-man tag team championships, where Shane Taylor Promotions will defend against Primal Fear. And I made a note that you should have your cap locks on when you do Primal Fear, because their entire name is in capital letters. This is a young group of wrestlers I'm not really familiar with, so that's always cool for me to see something new. So I'm sort of looking forward to that. But to start this show, there will be what they're calling a rankings battle royal match between competitors who are not ranked in any division. And then the final two remaining from this battle royal will face off next week, with the winner being given the choice of being ranked in either the pure or the television division. Now, it doesn't say how high they will be ranked, so it might just put them in the top five, starting at five or something. But it's giving people who are not currently ranked in any division a chance to get ranked. So that's kind of an interesting idea, I thought, for a battle royal and the stakes for a battle royal. And that is going to be the first thing that starts off. So it is the rankings battle royal. And Dalton Castle joins the commentary team for this match and says he's looking for some talent. So I don't know if he's looking to manage or he's just looking to start a faction or what, but he's there sort of on a scouting mission, it sounds like. I think there's 14 competitors in this. I didn't even catch for sure. And of those 14, PCO and Mike Bennett are the only two to earn an entrance. And during Mike Bennett's entrance, he actually is attacked by Bateman from behind on the ramp. And then basically there's a, sort of a brawl between everybody else in the ring at this point. Looking at all of the competitors in the ring, at a glance, I recognize Danhausen, LSG, Bateman, Mike Bennett, PCO, and Mark Briscoe. That's about it. There are a bunch of dojo trainees, whatever you want to call them. I think Cavallero's been on before, Joe Keys, Ken Dixon, and a few others that I really haven't seen before. And it didn't help that they really didn't give them any introduction or talk about them at all. So I thought that was something that was a little bit lacking here. They could have spent just a minute or two letting me know who some of these people were. So we get Dutch. He shows up. He's helping out Bateman here. So he takes out Bennett on the ramp to help out Bateman, and they drag Bennett away, and security tries to stop them. So I obviously thought this was setting up the Bennett's gone and he's never been eliminated and he's going to come back at the end and sort of win surprisingly, but we'll see where they go with this. Danhausen at one point sneaks outside, puts on an El Generico mask, comes back in and pretty much immediately gets eliminated. So he's gone. And then most of the dojo competitors are eliminated first. Joe Keyes makes a couple surprise eliminations, including Mark Briscoe. So it seems like he got a little bit of attention here, which is, I thought he looked decent in one of the matches I've seen him in. So that I didn't disagree with that decision. PCO does one of his malfunctions, as the commentary team call it, and he just dives through the second and top rope. So he's not eliminated because it wasn't over the top, but it was just his little malfunction segment that I guess he needs to do in every match. I'm not a huge fan, but anyways. There's a guy called Sledge. He's a big, tall guy. I don't know who he is. And he and PCO square off. PCO eventually shoves him over the top, but as PCO sort of stops to admire his work, LSG and Joe Keyes flip PCO over the top, and that leaves LSG and Joe Keyes as the final two, and they advance to the one-on-one match next week. So you can probably tell by the lack of details I provided, this wasn't really a special battle royal, I didn't think. I thought it was pretty standard, except almost no one got an introduction, and I honestly had no idea who a few of the competitors were. I assumed that Bennett would make his return, as he was never officially eliminated, but I do respect ROH for not employing that kind of overused trope, because you see it all the time, and that's kind of why I assumed it was going to happen, and it didn't here, so that was a nice surprise. There was nothing exciting about this match, really, to be honest, and it doesn't set up a match that I'm super interested in. I am a little bit interested in Joe Keyes, actually, to see if they can build anything from him, because I thought he looked good in the match I saw him in last. LSG's fine, but doesn't really excite me in any way, so just kind of an okay opener of a battle royal. Didn't take too long, so I guess that's on the plus side. We then transition into the six-man tag team title match, which has Primal Fear versus Shane Taylor Promotions. I'm a big fan of Shane Taylor, and his faction actually have been impressing me lately with Khan. And I forget the other guy's name already, but Moses and Khan. So Primal Fear get a chance to cut a promo backstage, and they finally have an opportunity to show that they are the best three-man tag team in the world, they tell us. Shane Taylor Promotions will regret giving them the opportunity, and the only thing that matters is the titles. It was a generic promo for sure, but it was fine. I didn't think they did a bad job here, and I've never seen them before, so this is my first time hearing them speak and wrestle, so I thought this was fine. Which is a classic line from FNS Wrestling. It was fine. Apparently, Primal Fear have been teaming for 5 years, they tell us, and are made up of Adrian Soriano, Gabriel Hodder, and Matthew Omen. So those are the three. I can't say I've heard of any of them before, which is pretty rare for me. Usually I've at least heard of people, but not these guys. So Shane Taylor Promotions get their chance to speak next as Quinn asks them about giving lesser-known talents a shot, which is sort of what Shane Taylor Promotion says they're going to do, because they felt they've been overlooked for quite a time, and they're kind of, I don't know if they're baby faces or tweeners, but they feel like they should be giving people opportunities like they never got, which is kind of a cool idea. So that's what they're doing here. Shane Taylor says that ROH is full of talent that no one gets to see, and that Primal Fear ran their mouths and said STP's name. So now Shane Taylor Promotions will show them why they should have left their puppy asses on the porch, he said. I think Shane Taylor's really good on the mic, and this quick promo was no different, right? He just feels real. I know that's not the best description, but it kind of reminds me of Eddie Kingston, where no matter what emotion or what he's telling me, I pretty much believe it, and Shane Taylor's got that ability as well. I'm quite a fan of him. I hadn't seen much of him before getting into ROH after the reboot, but he's impressed me for sure. So the code of honor is adhered to, and this match begins. Moses, the big man from, well, I guess there's a couple big men there, but he is a big man of the Shane Taylor Promotions. He dominates Omen early with his size and power. We then get Hodder and Khan tag in, and the pace sort of picks up for a little bit. We get, it sounds like nothing, but it was a crazy aggressive looking back elbow by Khan, and Hodder has to tag out to Soriano, who demands that Taylor tag in. Taylor toys with Soriano to start sort of while talking to him the entire time because he did request Taylor come in. So Taylor's trying to explain to him that that was a bad idea sort of in between beatings. At one point, he sort of pats Soriano on the head. This fires up Soriano and he slaps him and insults him. And then Taylor levels him with a stiff forearm I know it's a very basic thing, but Shane Taylor has some amazing forearms. They just hit solid and make a loud noise pretty much every time. Taylor misses a cannonball, and Primal Fear quickly double-team him. And then they sort of go on a streak here where they isolate Taylor in their own corner, making frequent tags as they should. Taylor finally lands a big clothesline to stop the momentum. He tags in Moses, who then quickly cleans house. Moses misses a cannonball off the apron, but Khan had made the blind tag and was the legal man anyways. So we get a fireman's carry gut buster for two by Khan before he's triple teamed by Primal Fear as Moses and Taylor are down outside the ring. Soriano hits a somersault over the top onto Taylor. Hutter jumps off the barricade but gets caught by Moses, who tosses him over the barricade with the follow-away slam that was pretty impressive because Hutter's not a small guy, and Moses struggled slightly catching him, but it still ended up looking pretty cool, I thought. We get a top rope jackhammer, that's correct, by Khan, and the victory lap finisher by Moses and Khan for the win here. The victory lap finisher, I went back and looked at it. I'm not even sure what it is. It's some sort of elevated... Moses elevates the guy and Khan hits something like a, I don't know if it's a zigzag or it's what it's supposed to be. But anyways, they complete it and pick up the win here. I thought this was a really fun match. It flowed really well. It had no downtime. There was always something going on that kept my interest. I actually thought Primal Fear looked pretty good. And Shane Taylor Promotions let these young guys get in some offense before sort of dominating them for the victory. I'm not sure Primal Fear deserved a title shot, as I've never heard of them before, and they haven't been involved in Ring of Honor since I've been sort of covering it after the reboot, but they did have a good showing here, and I am kind of interested to see them again, so at least they have that going for them. So it's main event time, and that is between the last man's man, Silas Young, versus the technical beast, Josh Woods. Again, Silas was sort of a mentor for Josh early on in his ROH career, and now they've obviously had some issues, and they are trying to settle it with a match here. So Silas Young attacks Woods from behind as Woods is making his entrance, runs Woods into the barricade before dropping him on top of the barricade. They brawl on the outside, and Young grabs a chair, but Woods kicks it into Silas Young's face to gain control. Woods then runs a Young into a barricade as we head into a commercial break. The bell rings as we turn from the break, and Woods dominates with knees and a hard Irish whip. Young drags Woods into the middle rope to stop his momentum at one point. We get stomps by Young as he lectures Woods. He's sort of talking a lot during this match, which I kind of liked, actually. We get a front suplex and a drop kick before more stomps by Silas Young. Pie faces by Young, fire Woods up briefly, but Young regains control quickly and locks in a body scissors on the mat. Woods powers out of an abdominal stretch with a hip toss. Woods picks up Young for what looks like a fisherman suplex, but he drives forward instead and runs Young into the corner. Looked kind of cool. We get running forearms and a high knee right into a twisting butterfly suplex by Woods, which I thought was a pretty nice combination. Young gets caught in the ropes, takes a knee and a forearm and a German suplex from Josh Woods. Young hits some kicks and what they called his anarchist suplex for two. Both men are on the apron for a strike exchange here. We get a German to the floor blocked by Young, but Woods just hip tosses him into the ring, immediately transitions into a submission, which I thought was cool. But then Young just kind of rolls it over, puts his feet up on the ropes, and picks up the pinfall victory as Josh Woods is in disbelief at the end of this match. I like this match, and I don't always love Josh Woods matches. And I think that this was more like a professional wrestling match, and some of Josh Woods look like amateur wrestling, which he's amazing at, and some people really love. I just personally don't enjoy it if it looks super too realistic. I need some pro wrestling action thrown in there. And so because he's wrestling Silas Young, who's like the savvy professional wrestling veteran, I think there was a little bit more of that and I quite enjoyed it. So in the end, the savvy veteran outsmarts the younger, faster, stronger competitor who just needs to sort of learn some of the tricks of the trade of professional wrestling. And that's what Silas Young has been trying to tell him. Like, you've got to be willing to take some shortcuts. You've got to be willing to do some of these savvy veteran moves and not just go on your ability. Because yes, Josh Woods has all the ability in the world, but he needs to sort of become the complete package in pro wrestling. So I think Silas Young's criticisms make a little bit of sense here. So the show ends with some graphics letting us know that next week will feature Fred Yehi and Rocky Romero in a pure rules match, as well as the OGK versus the Foundation for the Tag Team Championship. So another championship match next week. That might be okay. I mean, I'm not an OGK fan, but hopefully they can put on an entertaining match for me at least. So overall, I would say this was a pretty entertaining show. The opening battle royal was the weak spot for me. Didn't really offer anything exciting. Most of the guys were pretty much anonymous. And the end result was a match for next week between LSG and Joe Keys, which is nothing too exciting for me. I did enjoy the six-man tag match in the main event, so overall I would give this show a B, with nothing that was really bad, but nothing that you really need to run out and see either. This show was fun despite not having any of the main players, something I've complained about in the past, but it didn't really bother me on this show. So both ROH and Impact just have lately consistently been entertaining, and as a person not at all interested in watching main roster WWE, decent alternatives to that are always welcome. So I thought another good show from ROH this week, so a B-level show, so not bad, but nothing super amazing either. So that's, I think, going to wrap up this review of ROH, and if you listened to it, thanks very much, and if you liked what you heard, feel free to check out our flagship show that we put out every Saturday, some just before dinner time or around dinner time usually, so feel free to check that out and leave any comments if you would like, and keep an eye out for some bonus episodes possibly coming this week, as I talked about at the beginning. If not, we'll definitely see you on Saturday, hopefully. So until then, take care.